Hi, hello, good afternoon.
Yes.
Thank you, ma'am. This is Walter speaking. I'll be brief, but I represent the City of Boston and the Massachusetts Road Bending Institute, MBI. And we want to know if you have a couple of minutes to share. We just want to hear from you about your experiences with internet service, access to devices, and digital skills to make sure we have a fair representation of your area. It will not take long. We have a couple of minutes.
What is the question about?
Well, first question, Mano, what is your age?
Age? 48.
Yes. 48? Okay, great. And how many children do you have living with you and attend kindergarten through 12th grade in the current school year?
Four. Like
four.
Three. Sorry,
like
three.
Oh, it's three? Okay, awesome.
Three.
And which of the following best describes the schools your children attend this current school year? Is it one of the district public schools in Boston, a charter school, a public school, but outside Boston, or private school, homeschool?
One is Catholic school. The other two are public school in Braintree.
So we may say this public school in Boston.
Okay.
Okay, perfect. So what is, you said your age is 48?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And how do you describe your gender? It's men, women, non-binary, some other way? Prefer not to say?
No, whatever God made me, I'm a woman.
Okay.
There is only two genders.
Yes. And how will you describe your race?
I'm Latino.
Great. Okay. And thinking specifically of your children who are enrolled in Boston Public Schools, what grades are your children in this current school year?
7 and 10.
7 and 10.
Thank you. Yes.
Okay. And as a reminder, the Boston Public School System, also referred to as BPS system in the district, overseeing a system of 125 schools serving the city of Boston. Overall, how satisfied or dissatisfied are you personally with the Boston Public School System? Are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Somewhat satisfied.
You're somewhat satisfied? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And students are often graded on the quality of their work using the letters A, B, C, D, and F. Suppose your seventh grade child of school was graded in the same way overall. How will you grade your seventh grade child's school? A, B, C, D, or F?
I will say like a B.
Wow. Okay, so we're good. And how about Boston Public School as a whole overall? You know, a whole overall, how will you grade Boston Public School? Is it for you A, B, C, D, or F?
It will be like a B.
A B? Okay. And thinking now about Boston Mayor Michelle Wu, how will you grade the jobs she's doing with the Boston Public School? Will you give it A, B, C, D, or F?
I would say a B.
B. Okay. And as you may know, the Boston Public School System says it is commitment to transforming the lives of all children through exemplary teaching in a world-class system. In innovate, welcoming schools, in your view, how well is the Boston Public School System living up to this commitment? Very well, somewhat well, not too well, or not at all?
Somewhat well.
Somewhat well? Okay. And as you may know, the Boston Public School System says that they partner with the community, families, and students. In your view, how well would you say the Boston Public School System is partnering with you? Is that very well, somewhat well, not too well, or not at all?
Somewhat well.
Okay, great. And have you had if you had to say who's interest do you think the Boston Public School System is most focused on serving? Pick up to your top two, okay? I will mention parents, teachers, students, the superintendent, BPS system leaders, the politicians, the local community. Any of this or any opinion you may have?
Repeat the question. I didn't understand.
Sure.
That
you
one.
Can pick the top two, okay? The ones that I'm going to state right now. We have parents, teachers, students, the superintendent, BPS system leaders, the politicians, the local community, or any other group you may specify?
I think the politicians.
Okay, great.
More, yeah.
That's the one? Okay, perfect. Now to continue, you mentioned you had a child in 7th grade. Okay, so this next section, we're going to ask specifically about your 7th grade child. Okay, we're about 40 or 50%, so we're almost done as well. So how engaged do you want to be with your 7th grade child's education? Very engaged, somewhat engaged, not too engaged, not at all engaged?
Very engaged.
Very engaged? Okay. Mm-hmm. And next, how engaged do you feel the Boston Public School System enables to be with your 7th grade child's education? Is that very engaged, somewhat engaged, not too engaged, or not at all?
Not too engaged.
Not too engaged? Okay. Now, as a parent of a student in the Boston Public School System, to what extent do you agree or disagree with each of the following? Okay. So we have strongly agree, somewhat disagree, and strongly disagree. And we'll start with the communications I received from the Boston Public School System are easy to understand. Is that strongly agree, somewhat agree, or somewhat disagree? Or strongly?
Somewhat agree. Somewhat agree.
To continue, the Boston Public School System makes it easy for me to share my concerns. Is that strongly agree, somewhat agree, or somewhat disagree? Is strongly disagree for you?
Somewhat disagree.
Oh, okay. Now, the Boston Public School System makes me feel welcome?
Somewhat agree.
Okay. And to continue on this section, my feedback is valued by leaders of the Boston Public Schools. That's strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat agree.
Okay. Now we're 50% complete, and we're almost done. To continue, how concerned are you about your 7th grade child's emotional well-being while they're at school? Very concerned, somewhat concerned, not concerned, or not at all?
Somewhat concerned.
Okay, thank you so much. And how concerned are you about your 7th grade child's physical safety while they are at school? Very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all?
Not too concerned.
Not too concerned, okay. And how much have you heard or read about potential planned schools and merged some schools within the Boston Public School System? Is that a great deal? A fair amount? Not very much? Nothing at all?
I haven't heard much about that, so I don't have nothing to say.
So let's continue to the next question. As you may know, there are fewer students enrolled in Boston Public Schools than in the past. Living many schools with considerable empty space, many BPS schools also need steep renovations to bring them up to modern standards. The current plan, sometimes called the Green New Deal for BPS, will close some schools, merge and modernize some schools and renovate others. How much have you heard or read about the Green New Deal for BPS? And is that a great deal? A fair amount? Not too much? Nothing at all?
I haven't heard anything about that, but I think it will be a good deal.
To know. Okay.
Modernize and, fix the school, the old ones especially.
Great. And thank you. And to continue, how, as you may know, the Green New Deal for BPS will include several elements. Will you say you support or oppose each of the following proposed elements of the Green New Deal for BPS? And I'll start closing some schools. Is that strongly support for you, somewhat support, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed for that?
Somehow opposed.
Okay, to continue merging some schools, strongly support, somewhat support, oppose, or strongly oppose?
Oppose,
okay. And renovating some schools, support
totally
or oppose?
Support.
Strongly support. And what about modernizing some schools?
Yeah, support.
Support. Okay. Now, how will you rate the condition of your 7th grade child's school? Is that a great condition for you? Good condition? Okay condition? Poor condition? Or terrible condition?
The school is in great condition.
Great condition. Okay. And to the best of your knowledge, Will your seventh grade child's school be affected by the plans to close, merge, modernize, and renovate schools?
I haven't heard anything about it.
No? Don't know. Okay. And how familiar are you with the history of school integration and using in Boston during the 1970s? Are you very familiar? Somewhat familiar? Not too familiar?
No.
Not at all?
No.
Okay. Are you, well, as you may know, a 1974 court order required Boston schools to integrate across racial lines, including busing students to school and other places around the city. Did you or anyone in your immediate family, including you, your parents or grandparents, experience this period of in Boston? You, your parents, your grandparents, none of them? No? Okay. Now, do any of your children attend a BPS school outside of your immediate neighborhood? Yes? No?
No.
No? Okay. And have you observed any ongoing efforts within the Boston Public School System to address the impacts of racism and segregation? Is that a no? Is that a yes?
Not much.
And thinking about ways the Boston Public Schools could work against the long-term impacts of racism and segregation, do you think they should do more, do less, or are they doing the right amount?
They should do more.
They do more? They should do more?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And do you feel that your seventh grade child school fosters an environment where students of all races feel included and respected? Yes, it does. Or no, it does not.
Sometimes no.
So we may say no, it does not. Okay.
Sometimes you can feel the pressure that she is, you know, Latino.
Okay. We're almost done. To continue, how has the number of teachers from diverse racial or ethnic backgrounds within your seventh grade child's school changed over the past few years? They are more now, they are fewer now. So there has been no change.
Can you repeat the question?
For sure.
For me again, please.
Yes. How has the number of teachers from diverse racial or ethnic backgrounds within your seventh grade child schooling changed over the past few years? There are more now? There are fewer now? Or there has been no change?
I haven't seen that much change.
So, the fewer change. Now, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. We're almost done. But does your seventh grade child have an individualized education plan? Sometimes called an IEP, right?
Mm-hmm. No.
No? Okay. Does your seventh grade child receive services for English languages learners, sometimes called ELL? Yes?
No?
Okay. What languages are spoken regularly at home? English, Spanish.
Spanish?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Have you lived in Boston your whole life, or did you move from somewhere else?
I moved from the Dominican Republic.
Okay. How long have you lived in the city of Boston? Less than 1 year, 1 to 4 years, 5 to 9 years, 10 to 19 years?
20 years.
Wow. And what is the last year of schooling that you have completed? 11th grade or less? High school graduate? Some college? Other than 2 years?
College. I graduated from college. A bachelor degree.
It's a bachelor degree? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And last year, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Just stop me when I get to the right category. But was it below $25,000? 25 to less than 35,000? 35 to less than 50,000, 50 to less than 75,000, 75,000.
I'm sorry, I lost you. 35.
Okay. This concludes which is the question. Thank you so much for sharing a few minutes with us and answering all this question. Have a good day, ma'am. Be safe. Take care.
Thank you.
A good one. No, have a good moment. Got it, my boy.